Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. You're always looking for new things to watch, cool things to watch. Sometimes you got that hole, the show hole, and you're looking for something new. Like, Monica, didn't you plow through Daybreak and now you have a bit of a show hole?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what is there to watch?
Okay. So. Well, Antoine's sort of the resident TV and movie watcher more than us because he doesn't have children.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, I could tell you all about, I've seen about 9 episodes of Victorious this week, but that really is not accomplishing anything for anybody else.
No, it's really not.
Netflix has a Green Eggs and Ham show.
I did see that. I almost thought about talking about that one.
Okay, I've seen that one a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I will say, it's not bad. It's kind of cute. I've seen a couple episodes of it. It's good enough is what I can tell you so far. So if you want to try to give the kids something to watch that you can tolerate.
Because we tried to watch it last weekend, the Green Eggs and Ham.
Uh-huh.
And the kids were having breakfast. And I said, let's watch this. And they both booed me.
Boo. That's funny.
So that is not part of Antoine's business.
It's funny in itself.
And Monica being booed is extra funny for whatever reason.
It's so rude.
Yeah, I don't know why. Where do they get it from?
I don't know.
Who knows? Oof. Antoine, walk us through this week as we binge watch.
All right. So things for us to watch this weekend. And one of the things that I'm going to bring up today is something we talked about earlier in the Disney Plus release.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure that everybody understands how episodes are going to be released. So. Okay. The first one, Disney Plus, The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is that big Star Wars thing.
Yes, it's like a old Western type movie, but sci-fi. It's really awesome. It's really well done, and it brings more lore to the Star Wars franchise. But the reason I bring it up is because episode one came out on Tuesday when Disney Plus launched, and it was only episode one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this months ago. Disney Plus is not going to release for their new content every episode at one time, like Netflix does.
Oh, I like that. That's right.
I like making you wait just a little bit. The impatience of the world, like Monica, I say, just like your children.
Oh, gotta wait.
So what Disney Plus is going to do, they are going to release new episodes on Fridays. So today, episode 2 is released. So on the Binge Watch weekend, I have Mandalorian episode 1 and 2 this weekend.
And this is, so it's Star Wars, and correct me if I'm wrong, it takes place somewhere kind of in the original trilogy of Star Wars, where after the Death Star got blowed up.
Yeah, the Lone Ranger, the Lone Ranger, if you will, is way out of reach of the Republic, the Republic is.
So, but it's got sort of a Wild West feel
to it. Yes, it totally is. It's like a Lone Ranger walking through, bang, bang, bang.
I'd watch that. I would watch that one.
All right, on Netflix, Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd. I think he's an amazing actor. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Phoebe's boyfriend on Friends for a little while, if you want to go way back on Paul Rudd.
He has a show on Netflix called Living With Yourself.
You know, and that one keeps coming up.
I have checked that out a little bit.
You've watched everything. Monica's checked out everything.
I checked out 15 minutes.
See, that's the thing. Her checkout, she never finishes an episode. She watches the intro and then two scenes.
She watches the last episode. That's it. And then she decides if she wants to go backwards. But yeah, she does. She manages to check out everything. I'm very impressed by that. I don't have that either dedication or just, I don't know what I don't have.
Just check it out.
Yeah. The premise of Living With Yourself makes you feel like it could be campy. Mm-hmm. It's similar to the premise of Multiplicity with Michael Keaton, where he's a clone of himself.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But this is more of a drama because what this is doing is showing Paul Rudd, his character ends up getting cloned. He goes back to his house and there's another Paul Rudd living there. It's kind of showing you if you don't appreciate your life, there's somebody that will appreciate your life.
So the clone kind of takes his life.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of likes new Paul Rudd better than old Paul
Rudd. But the clone doesn't realize he's a clone.
Right.
So everybody thinks that that's their life.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's
just escape your life, too. Just go to an island. Nobody bother you anymore because Paul Rudd's there to take
you. You want your family back. But yes, that's Living With Yourself on Netflix.
Okay, one more.
And if you decide to venture out and go see a movie, I know people get in the holiday spirit. I have a Christmas tree in front of me. Last Christmas comes out today. It features Emilia Clarke, which is Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh. Khaleesi.
And
somebody else.
Henry Golan. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, from Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But this is your Christmas Hallmark rom-com. Emilia Clarke is sad.
Sorry.
But this is for the people that's in the spirit. Yeah. If you're in the spirit, this is the type of movie because it's all about Christmas. It's all about finding love. Emilia Clarke's character is depressed. She's getting over her self-loathing. Mm-hmm. She meets somebody, and as it gets closer to Christmas, their relationship blossoms. It's really cute, really sweet. If you are in the Christmas spirit last Christmas.
Well, that works out. Yeah, I mean, it seems like you want to, you tell your wife, you're like, baby, why don't you get some friends together? Go see that movie. I stay home, watch Mandalorian.
They
like
will love it. They will, I promise you.
Everybody wins.
If you love a rom-com, you will love Last Christmas.
So lay it down. The three for the binge watch weekend are
Last Christmas at the Movie Theater, Mandalorian Episode 1 and 2 on Disney+, and Living With Yourself featuring Paul Rudd on Netflix.